الحوار. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعاذنا الله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال إمام حسن المجتبى عليه الصلاة والسلام: اتقوا الله عباد الله، وجدوا في الطلب وتجاهل الهرب، وبادر العمل قبل مقطعات النقمات، وهادم اللذات فإن الدنيا لا يدوم نعيمها، ولا تؤمن فجيئها. As today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided this opportunity this morning, which is the birthday of our second Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. I thought it's better to take benefits of Imam's hadith, especially about the death, that how Imam alayhi salatu wa salam warns us in this hadith. That is a great warning in this hadith, as Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has started, ittaqullah ibadullah, O the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should have fear of Allah. Wajiddu fi talab, and seek from Him seriously. This seriousness in the life of human being, taking this life as serious, it's one of the most important things. Most of the people, they think life is just a fun. Most of the people, they don't take this life as serious. They don't think there is a task for this life as well. They don't put those effort at it as it's necessary, that they can achieve something in this world. They don't think there is an end for this world as well. They think that they are going to live forever. They can find majority of the people completely amused in this world. If they would have taken this life as a serious and they would have put the real efforts for that, then definitely situation was completely different. Those who are disbelievers, so we cannot discuss about them. But within believers, how many people are really those who take this life as a serious life, as a serious task, and they'd like to take lessons from this life? Not more of most of them, but majority of them, they are just keen relaxed. They just take this life as an advantage. They don't take this life as a serious. That's why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously. And wa tajahil harab, and escape from his punishment. Escaping from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realizing that punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be completely different than the punishment of this world. Any hardship in this world cannot be compared with the hardship of the Day of Judgment. Yes, most of people, they are just not knowing about that. They don't have knowledge about that. They're just wondering of the blessings of this world. But if they would have gone out of this world and start thinking, what does punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? Then they would try to escape from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we see in our life, for example, how many times do we really think those punishments and take them as a serious punishment and then try to escape from that? You can just imagine during the holy month of Ramadan how many times I'm alayhi salam are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bifika ki raqabati minanna. Allah, make my neck free from the fire of hell. Make me free from the fire of hell. Why they're asking that? Is that a joke? Is that something Imam alayhi salam was just saying? These are ma'asum, infallible personalities. But because they see that fire of hell, they realize that. Most of people, they are just ignoring the punishment of Allah. They don't see that. They don't have seen. That is why most of the time we don't have tears in our eyes. Most of the time we don't have any fear in our hearts. We don't try to escape from that. Who escapes from that? If, for example, if we have seen some sort of punishments in this world, then of course we try to do that in this world. But because we haven't seen the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why we are not working for that as well. وَبَادِرُ الْعَمَلِ قَبْلَ مُقَطَّعَاتِ النَّقِمَاتِ وَهَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, enter upon acting before befalling of the punishment and the coming of a destroyer of the pleasure. That you should start working at this time. You have to be quick that you can start putting your efforts before punishment arrives. The one who has not realized the punishment, the one who has not seen the punishment, how he will escape or how she will escape from that? And if they cannot escape from that, then definitely they cannot enter to that place where they can see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they cannot realize it's going to fall as well. They will just try to every day saying so far, not today, not tomorrow. It's okay, that's fine, everything is going fine. We have everything available. That is why they would not think about falling into the punishment. And the coming of the destroyer of the pleasures. This is one of the terms that is used most of the ahadith, hadimul laddat. A special term in ahadith of Aima alayhi salam about their death. So in another way, destroyer of our pleasure. What is destroyer of our pleasures? We are always in pleasure. We live in the pleasure. Even during holy month of Ramadan, one of the tasks of holy month of Ramadan is taking us out of pleasure, that live a little bit in hardship. I was talking other day tonight, and I had said that two of the reasons are being said for the fasting. One of the reasons it's been said, it's for this world. That Imam has said, لِيَسْتَوِ الْغَنِيَّ وَالْفَقِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked fasting, that he wanted to make a rich person and a poor person equal. That is one of the reasons. Second reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us that we can remember the hunger and the thirst of Day of Judgment. That is the most important ask. What is hunger and thirst? of the day of judgment. What does it mean? How we can think about that? Is it been told? Do we really know about that? So, because we are not aware of that, because we have not realized, that is why this hardship, it's just for this world. Even fasting, it becomes just for this world. And we are only thinking about the worldly affair. We are not thinking about hereafter. But Imam al-Islam says, think about the destroyer of the pleasures. All the pleasures are going to be destroyed. How many pleasures do you have? Do we have? Can you think that how many pleasures do we have in this world? For example, some pleasures are related to our eyes. Some other pleasures are related to our ear. Some pleasures are related with smell. Some are related with our tongue. Some with our heart, mind. Everything is completely attached. We are completely people of this world. Can you please say salawat? Now just think that when this person is going to be detached and he is going to be completely out of this world and all the pleasures are going to be taken out, this time is considered as a death. Death will be for everything, for every part of the body, not for the soul. Every part of the body is going to have death, and that is going to destroy all the pleasures. The comfort of the world, the comfort of this world is not ceaseless. Its misfortune cannot be trusted. Imam al-Islam has said that its ni'mat and blessings are not going to be forever. And also those things which can be considered as its misfortunes, they cannot be trusted as well. These are misfortunes for just time being. They are going to finish as well. So its blessings are also not forever, and its misfortunes are also for the time being. And its troubles cannot be avoided. Yes, there are some sort of troubles that you can see in this world. At the end, Imam al-Islam has said, فَاتَّعِهُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَرِ. Take lessons, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those lessons which are available. Ibar, that means when you pass through or when you are walking through the streets and the roads, at that time you can find many types of the lessons. Everywhere there are lessons. While we are walking, around us there are lessons. So that's why Ibar, it becomes from Ubur. Ubur, that means going through, passing through. And while you're passing through, you have to look around and see what are the lessons in this world. Imam says, take lessons and take advices from Ibar, from these lessons available on your path. وَعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَثَارِ. Those people who have left this world. Athar, that means whatever it's remaining in this world, their effects afterward. Or after effects. Today, for example, we are sitting here, there are athar. There's nothing left today. These are few graves outside that we can see. So taking i'tibar, taking the lessons from these athar, today what they can do? Can we speak with them? Can we say to them anything? Can they say to us anything? But only these are the people living under the mud, living under the graves. But still they used to live with us. They used to come sometime in these places as well. But if they had taken the lesson, then definitely they were different. That is why sometimes when Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, once he was passing through a graveyard and a cemetery, an imam went close to the cemetery and stopped over there. And he was just silent for a while. He was looking around the graves. And the companion asked, "Maula, what are you looking for?" Imam said that, "I went close to the graves and I spoke with them. I said to them that there are some news of this world. The news of this world that your properties are being distributed. Your wives have taken the husband. And if you are being husband, if you are being wives, then also your husbands have taken other wives. Your children are also living in the life of pleasure. They have divided your properties within themselves. These are the news of this world." Then I asked them, "What are the news of other world?" And Imam says that if they would be allowed, if they would have been given this chance, all of them, they could say to me that the best of the provision is at-taqwa. They could say that, oh people, just follow and practice taqwa in this world. Be conscious of this world. Don't take this world as an advantage, but you have to take it seriously. That's what Imam al-Islam said, وَعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَثَرِ وَازْدَجِرُوا بِالنَّعِيمِ وَانْتَفْعُوا بِالْمَوَاعِظِ. When you look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to ask yourself and look at yourself that these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take benefits of the advisors. This is what Imam al-Islam has. Take the benefits of the advices. Most of the time, many advices are being said, but we don't take that benefits of that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us that opportunity that we can really look at this greatest statement of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and we can take benefits of that. Please say salawat. So the question is the soul of dead person residing in the grave, or is the soul in the barzakh? Where is the soul of person who dies in a fire and has no body, right, to bury, in a grave or created? First of all, for the cremated, all right, okay, because I couldn't see the word that was written. For the souls, as we live in this world, we live within human being, close to each other. And we try to reside close by where the human being live. But in this world, we have choice. You know, we can choose what part we want to live and where we would like to live. But after the death, this choice has been taken out. We don't have choice that where we should live. Then angels are going to take us to different places. And there are places of the believers and there are places of the disbelievers. The souls are going to live with each other. They are going to be close to each other. As it's been said, considered one of the parts of the world, Wadi Salam. Wadi Salam, the valley of the peace. The place, it's been said, close to the shrine of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, but that's not physical place. But that is a spiritual place. That means take from earth until sky. All the places filled, considered as Wadi Salam. And the meaning of that is also not a physical meaning. That has a spiritual meaning. That means because Amirul Mu'mineen is master of the faithful, because he is the personality because of him, the faith is going to be checked, and the people's faith is going to be tested because of the faith with Amirul Mu'mineen. Those souls which are souls who used to love with Amirul Mu'mineen, lived with Amirul Mu'mineen, they will be living after the death with Amirul Mu'mineen, close by Amirul Mu'mineen. This is a place of the Wadi Salam. There will be another place where disbeliever and the hypocrite people would be together while they are in Barzakh. So in Barzakh also they are divided. They are in different places. And after the Barzakh, definitely there will be a complete division, that the people, those who are the believers, they will be in heaven, and those who are disbelievers, they will be in hell. These are the two parts. Some people, and those who will be waiting for the heaven, they are also in hell. Yes, they may be in the closer part of the heaven, where they can be taken out from this hell, and they would be able to enter to the heaven as well. But still, they are in hell, and they would be punished over there. But their punishment, maybe it's different than the punishment of a complete disbeliever who lives for entire life in the fire of hell. We hope that we live in this world as we can live, and we can stay with Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam after the death. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reside us in the Barzakh, in Wadi Salam. Even somebody, if he's died in air or in fire, wherever he is, it's easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take his soul to the place where it has to be. Not necessarily the people's soul is living over here. Yes, their body is residing here, but their soul, it's in Wadi Salam. And there is a connection between the body and the soul. And that connection, it stays. That connection is not connection of the world. That is barzakhi connection. So that means there is a different type of the relation of the soul with the body after the death, while they are in Barzakh. In Barzakh, all the punishments of the Barzakh, soul is going to feel, and soul is going to realize that as well. Yes, that will be for body, but soul is going to realize those types of punishment as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us that opportunity, that during the holy month of Ramadan we can be free from every type of the punishment. Let us say salam to Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifnaik, wa ana akhadh birahlik, alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqit, wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar, ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوات في سيد سليمان. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون. هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. سلام قولا من رب رحيم. وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Please recite a Fatiha and three times Surah Ikhlas, and after that we can recite Surah Qadr when we go close to the graves. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم رب هذه الأرواح الفانية والأجساد البالية والعوام النخرة التي خرجت من الدنيا وهي بك مؤمنة أدخل عليهم روحا منك وسلاما مني اللهم ولهم ما تولوا واحشرهم مع من أحبوا اللهم ارحم غربته وسل وحدته وآنس وحشته وآمن روعته وأسكن إليه من رحمتك رحمة يستغني عن رحمة من سواك وألحقه بمن كان يتولاه اللهم جافل الأرض عن جنوبهم وصاعد إليك أرواحهم ولقهم منك رضوانا وأسكن إليهم من رحمتك ما تصل به وحدتهم وتونس به وحشتهم إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إني أسألك بحق محمد وآل محمد ألا تعذب هذه الأموات ألا تعذب هذه الأموات بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين Let us recite Ziyarat for the people in graves and have the intention that we are reciting Ziyarat for those who are buried in this cemetery and they are mu'min. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام على أهل لا إله إلا الله من أهل لا إله إلا الله يا أهل لا إله إلا الله بحق لا إله إلا الله كيف وجدتم قول لا إله إلا الله من لا إله إلا الله يا لا إله إلا الله حق لا إله إلا الله اغفر لمن قال لا إله إلا الله واحشرنا في زمرة لا زمرة من قال لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله علي ولي الله صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك المستشهدين معك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا مولانا غريب الغرباء يا أبا الحسن علي بن موسى السلام عليك وعلى آبائك السبعة وعلى أبنائك الأربعة وعلى أختك المعصومة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا حجة الله يا صاحب العصر والزمان الأمان من فتن الزمان عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك ورحمة الله وبركاته.